Introduction. Hello, it's Todd Barry. Yes, the massively famous comedian. You may have seen me do stand-up on The Late Show with David Letterman, Conan, or Comedy Central, or some of my spot-on acting in the TV shows Louie, Flight of the Conchords, and The Larry Sanders Show. Or maybe in the movies The Wrestler and Road Trip. I could go on and on listing my credits, but I don't want this intro to be longer than that very long book, War and Peace. Actually, you know what? Let's do one more. I had a comedy special slash documentary type thing called the Crowdwork Tour. It documented a whole tour I did without any material. I just bantered with the audience. Check it out. It might still be on Netflix. I made my stand-up comedy debut at the open mic night at Coconuts Comedy Club, located in a Howard Johnson's hotel in North Miami Beach, Florida, on May 1, 1987. It was right at the height of the famous comedy boom of the 80s, where there was a proliferation of comedy clubs in every bar that had a stage or a floor, or at the sports bar I played in Massachusetts, a boxing ring, would have a comedy night. There was comedy everywhere, and if the club had an open mic night, you could decide to be a comedian on Sunday and be on stage Monday. Back then, a lot of comedy clubs made their open mic night part of the regular headliner show, so you'd play to a real audience. Then the audience would watch a couple of touring pros. Nowadays, especially in cities like New York or Los Angeles, the open mic nights are at bars, and comics often perform for other comics who are waiting to go on. I've never been a road dog. Some guys are out there 40 weeks a year. But I do my share of touring. It pays my rent, and I think it's important to bring the comedy to the people. Sometimes I play big cities, other times not so big cities. These are known as secondary markets. Sometimes they're even known as tertiary markets, although it's unlikely you'll hear a comic say, "I'm going to tear up some tertiary markets this summer." Those tertiary markets don't know what's about to hit them. In 2011, I was about to go on tour with two comic pals, Neil Hamburger, real name Greg Turkington, and Brendan Walsh. The plan was to do 8 shows in 9 days. At the last minute, our agent called and asked, "Would you guys want to do a show in Toledo on the day off?" Toledo. Instead of a day off?